Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 28th of May, 1970. Baba was talking to the Kumaris. To take a high jump, the first qualification is to experience lightness, both internally and externally. Which surrender is this? This isn't a surrender ceremony, is it? What is the name of this ceremony? This is a ceremony for taking a decision for your life. You haven't yet taken the decision. You have yet to take it. You now have to make the agreement. Then the engagement takes place. And after that, there will be the ceremony for becoming complete. You are now at that first stage. All of you have come to make the agreement. Have you come to take a decision for your life or not? Bap Dada is seeing the courage of everyone. When you maintain courage for something, together with that courage, you also have to have something else. Many things will come to oppose you. The moment you maintain courage, Maya starts to oppose you. Therefore, you have to have courage in yourself in advance, in order to face any opposition. Are all of you ready to face any situation? In order to pass any exam, no matter in which form it comes in front of you, if you have the practice of taking a high jump, you will be able to pass that exam. So this is the group that takes a high jump. Those of you who think that you can take a high jump, raise your hand. All of you are number one in maintaining courage. Tell them what it means to take a high jump. What would their first qualification be? They would experience lightness, internally and externally. One is lightness of the stage internally, and the other is lightness externally. Externally, you have to come into connection with everyone. You have to come into a relationship with everyone. So, there is lightness internally and externally. If there is lightness, you will be able to take a high jump. You have to make this group so light that they are able to mix wherever they go. Do you have that much courage? What will happen if all these Kumaris surrender? You have to emerge from this patti having become such that no matter what someone is like, wherever he may be, whatever the situation may be, you should be able to face all of it. You have to emerge from here as those who finish all problems, not that you yourself become a problem. Some are those who finish all problems, whereas others are those who become a problem. What name will Bap Dada give to this group? You are being given a name in advance of performing any task so that you will definitely perform the task according to your name. You are the young ones who will fulfill such hopes, are you not? The seniors are the seniors, but the young ones are equal to the father. This group is very much loved. It is one that will fulfill Baba's hopes. Because of your courage, Bap Dada is naming this group the Shurvir group, that is, the group of the brave, courageous ones, the Shurvir group. As is your name, in the same way, you constantly have to perform actions like a Shurvir. You must never become a coward. you must never show any weakness. Have you seen the worship of Kali? Just as there is the goddess Kali, in the same way, this entire group has to become the army of Kali. When each of you becomes the form of Kali, you will be able to face any problems. For the Kumaris especially, you must not become Shitala, the goddess of coolness, but you must become Kali, that is, the goddess who destroys all evil. You understand anyway in which aspect you have to become Shitala. However, when you are on service, when you are carrying out a task, you must become the form of Kali. If you are the form of Kali, you will never sacrifice yourself to anyone else, but you will enable many others to sacrifice themselves to you, that is to say, they will sacrifice themselves to the one whom you yourself have sacrificed to. If you become such a Kali, you will be able to solve many problems. You must adopt a very strong form so that no obstacle of Maya can have the courage to come in front of you. When the Kumaris adopt the form of Kali, there will be success in service. So, you must tell all of them the qualifications for being Kali. In order for you to constantly have a stable stage, and also to be able to remove any obstacles, you must always keep two things in front of you. Just as you have liberation in one eye and liberation in life in the other eye, in the same way, you have to keep the drums of destruction in front of you, and, on the other hand, you have to keep the scenes of your kingdom in front of you. You must keep both in your intellect, the destruction and also the establishment. Keep the drums and also the scenes, and then you will easily be able to overcome any obstacles. This group has to perform the task that no other group has done and show it to others. You have to perform wonders. If you continue to be loving and cooperative to one another, the star of success will be visible, sparkling on your foreheads. You must not be lacking in giving love and cooperation. When love and cooperation come together, there is the attainment of power, and through this power, you then attain success. This is why you must pay attention to both these aspects. In your non-living images of the goddesses, there is a praise of how you destroyed evil with just one glance. And in the same way, you have to become an image that destroys any devilish sanskars in 1 second. Now, you have to check that you do not create a creation where you have to destroy something, and you do not destroy anything where you have to create a creation. You must not be a master Shankar where you have to be a master Brahma. You need to have this knowledge in the intellect about where you need to be a master Brahma and where you need to be a master Shankar. If you bring about destruction instead of creating a creation, that is wrong. And if you create a creation instead of bringing about destruction, that too is wrong. You have heard the story about when Shankar performed a wrong task, cockroaches and scorpions were created. So here also, if you create a wrong creation instead of destroying something, then there will be the scorpions and the cockroaches of wasteful thinking. So, you must not create any such creation which would sting you and also sting others. You must remain cautious about creating such a creation. Whatever task needs to be carried out at a particular time, you must just do that. If the time passes by, you will not be able to become perfect. So, this group has to very quickly make the agreement and then have the engagement. To engage yourself in service at the centers is the engagement. Then, if you receive total success in service, the third ceremony is that of becoming complete and perfect. You have to celebrate all three ceremonies very quickly and show everyone. Young ones can go a lot faster. It is the young ones that are the long lost and now found beloved children. Therefore, this group has to show this in a practical form. You have courage, do you not? Together with courage, you must also have enthusiasm. You must never be defeated. But you must make yourself into a garland and be garlanded around Baba's neck. Har Khana in Hindi, that means to be defeated, and Har Banna means to become a garland. If you are garlanded around the neck, you will never be defeated. Wherever there is a margin for your being defeated, always remember that you are not the ones who will be defeated, but that you are the garland around Bab Dada's neck. Birds eat up the small tender leaves. They enjoy eating the leaves because they are tender. Therefore, you must be careful. Once you have surrendered yourself to one, you mustn't allow yourself to be surrendered to anyone else, even in thought. Thoughts can be very deceptive. What do people do to the specially loved children? They apply a black dot on them. So all of you in this group also have to apply a dot so that no one's bad vision is cast upon you. You understand the meaning of a tilak. Just as a tilak is always applied on the forehead, in the same way, you must always maintain your stage in all the aspects that just came up. This is the tilak for that. If all these things become stable in your stage, you will then receive a tilak for the kingdom. So what stage should you have? You know about that, do you not? This group has to remember the slogan, "Success is our birthright, not a lack of success." You have to decorate yourself with success. From your eyes, from your mouth, and even from your forehead, only the embodiment of success should be visible. Even your thoughts should be of success. There should also be success in any other task you carry out. Success is your birthright. This is a slogan for this group. When something is put into a bhatti, that is, a furnace, it becomes transformed. The youngest ones are able to show the greatest wonders. Sister Poonam was sitting in front of Bab Dada, so Bab Dada was telling her that. The youngest ones are able to show the greatest wonders. Those in whom no one else has any hopes are the ones who fulfill Bab Dada's hopes even more. This one will show wonders. There is only one memorial of Baal Bhavan, that is, the house of the children. Memorials are always kept in a showcase. So you must always keep yourself in a showcase. If a young one shows wonders, the names of the whole group will be glorified. You now have to put the slogan you were just given into a practical form. Young ones have to perform big tasks and show everyone. You must get all of these to write an agreement. No matter what the reason may be, no matter what situations come in front of us, we will not sacrifice ourselves to anyone else. This is a true, firm promise, is it not? Just as after a seed is sown, water is given to it so that it can take on the form of a tree, in the same way, what water will you give to all those who make a promise? In order to fulfill a promise, you need the company, and together with that, your own courage. You will be able to go across with both the company and courage. You have to stamp yourself so firmly that you do not go anywhere except via Paramdham and Vaikunth. Just as a government puts a seal so that no one can open it, in the same way, all of you have to put the seal of the Almighty Government. If anyone from this group becomes weak, Baba will receive a letter from all the rest. Do you understand? Acha. Om Shanti.